All right, now, Amendment 2, we're talking about it last hour, and joining us now is John Horn. He is a statewide business owner of Oyster Bars and Restaurants and also with the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association on Amendment 2. John, appreciate you taking the time to join us to share your thoughts on why you think Amendment 2 should be a no vote.
Brian, thanks for having me today. That's awesome to have us on. It is an important amendment that we really, really need to educate our voters on before they get to the polls.
We talk about, the minimum wage, and I think the average person just hears, we want to help people that are, just starting out and struggling to make a lot of money and the whole living wage argument. Why is that a bad idea to pass in the form of Amendment 2, which would progressively raise the minimum wage in our state to $15 per hour?
Well, Brian, there's no one, you'll never find anyone that doesn't want people to earn a livable wage. That's just counterintuitive to anyone's psyche or anything. And we don't pay minimum wage. And forever we always said, I don't pay minimum wage. We don't have minimum wage employees, so it doesn't affect us. Our kitchen people are at $13 to $18 an hour. But when we did all the math and realized because of a prior constitutional amendment and the tip share or the tip credit, all of our tipped employees, our bartenders, our servers, are all minimum wage employees. So their wages are going to go up. And so what's going to happen at just one of my stores, Brian, if it goes to $10 an hour, my payroll will increase $138,000 the first year.
Wow.
At just $10 an hour. Yeah, it's a crazy number. I never had, I couldn't grasp those numbers when I heard it. Because you're like, oh, $10, it's no big deal. But it's going to pay every server. And so where's that $138,000 going to come? Obviously, consumer prices are going to go up, and everybody's going to have to pay it. And who's not getting a raise? Our seniors. There's 22% of Floridians are seniors. They're not getting a raise. So, as prices go up, and here's, they say, how can you stand in front of your staff and say, I'm against raising your pay. I don't want to pay you more. And here's what I've told my kitchen people and my servers. If we increase our menus prices, we suddenly start having less guests. And if I have less guests, I need less staff. And so I'm going to cut hours. So I told one of my cooks the other day, I said, if you're making $12.50 an hour right now and you get 40 hours, you're making $500 a week. If I cut your hours to 30 but pay you $15 an hour, you're only making $4.50. So, yeah, you got a $15 pay rate, but you're making less money. So I'm not trying to pay them less. I'm not trying to cut their wages. I'm not trying to keep them down. I'm trying to keep them up. So it's just going to affect them all.
Yeah, I find it interesting that this was backed by an ambulance-chasing trial attorney rather than somebody who operates in business where this would be a frontline consideration. Why is it, do you think, that John Morgan and company backed this in the first place? What's the real endgame here?
I think it's all publicity. How many times you just said his name. So good publicity, as long as you spell the name right or whatever. So he just got publicity. So Morgan and Morgan for the People gets more and more publicity. And people just think of his name when they need him. So, is it for the people? Absolutely not, because it's going to harm the people it's intended to help. The people at the low end that need the money are going to lose their hours. They're going to lose their jobs. So it's going to harm the people it's intended to help.
Speaking to John Horn, he is the owner of Anna Maria Oyster Bars and also the director at the on the executive committee at the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association. So, John, a lot of people would say, you can afford it. You're just a greedy business owner. Tell us a little bit about operating a small business and how tough it is, especially these days.
Well, it's funny, Brian, because, can we afford it? Do we have $138,000 on our bottom line? Absolutely not. If it gets to $15 an hour, Brian, it will increase my payroll $617,000. Restaurants don't work on those kind of numbers. So I'll have to raise prices, and obviously it's going to cut my sales. So the small businesses, especially in the hospitality industry, work on very, very minuscule margins. So it's going to hurt the small businesses. And that's, some of the big boys and the big chains and obviously a Walmart or a Target, they have less hours per sales. in the restaurant industry, it's all about hospitality. So what's going to happen? The, you know, the entry level, the youth level, the training level, that's going to be the people that are hurt. Because if you have to pay your hosts and hostesses at the front door $15 an hour, I've got three or four hostesses at the front door every shift, every day. So can I afford $60 an hour to have someone hold the door and say, welcome to the Anna Maria Oyster Bar? Absolutely not. So the high school kids aren't going to get jobs anymore because you can't afford to pay someone that much money. And so we're going to go to apps that, you know, you sign in for your weights and everything else. And that's not the hospitality industry. And there's also the talk that, well, you know, up in New York and so forth, they've done away with tips. So they've increased the menu 20% and they've distributed that, or they've used that to equally pay everybody front and the back of the house. That's just not the way the hospitality industry is. Danny Meyer tried it at his big name restaurants, and he tried it for 4 years and stopped because he lost all his good servers. Our servers are currently making 3, 4, 5 times more than minimum wage as it is now. They don't want, I mean, when we talk to our servers about how this would affect us, they've become our biggest advocates. They're talking to their guests about how it's going to affect their pay. And so it's amazing when you educate some of our voters how awesome it is, because all of a sudden the voters are saying, oh my gosh, this is Susie. She's my favorite server. We see her every Friday night at the Oyster Bar, and she could get her wages cut. We need to vote against this. And so it's all about educating our voters.
Well, John, thank you for helping educate Florida's voters. And like you, I hope that listeners do vote no on proposed Amendment 2. And John Horn again. And he not only owns his own oyster bars across our state, but also he's the restaurant executive director for the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association. And we'll be right back. Miami Police Chief George